Yesterday, I interviewed Ammon Shea. He's written a book called Bad English. He argues that the rules of the language are meant to be bent.
Many of the rules that we hold on to are capricious and arbitrary and do more to stunt the language than to kind of foster change and innovation.
We asked you to weigh in. Write us, we said, and tell us what usage offends your ears. And hundreds of you did.
Doris Suddeth of Carrollton, Georgia, tells us that it makes her nauseated when people use the word nauseous instead of nauseated. She writes, "If you are nauseous, you are making others nauseated."
Margaret Kierkegaard of Downers Grove, Illinois, hates the phrase "between you and I" instead of "you and me." She thinks changes should be accepted only when they add something. She writes, "I am saddened when nuances in language are lost."
Jerry Hoffman takes a relaxed view of English. He's from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and he writes, "I do believe English is and should be a living language. When I was teaching high school English, I told the kids that it really doesn't matter if you are proper or correct in your language, since the real goal is to be understood. However, people of higher socioeconomic classes speak more precisely, and if you want to pass, that is, join a higher class of people, you will have to learn to sound like them."
Joshua Krugman of Middletown, Connecticut, doesn't like it when people say "try and do something" instead of "try to do something." He scolds us. Even Robert Siegel and every other commentator on the radio and TV does that.
I'll try to do better. Actually, I shall try to do better, Mr. Krugman. Meanwhile, here is a pet peeve from Jenny Carroll in Monticello, Illinois. She's unhappy when people use the words "fewer" and "less" interchangeably, especially in commercials. She writes, "If professional copywriters were to make fewer grammatical mistakes, I would be less frustrated."
And Michael Rogers of Arroyo Grande, California, has got his own complaint. He writes, "My main irritation is got. I got pregnant, married, an apartment, etc., as opposed to became, was, rented."
Well, thanks to all of you for telling us your opinions about bad English. You know what my pet peeve is?
Tell me, Rob.
It's that no one says anymore that that was not so big a deal. Everyone says, "That was not so big of a deal."
Mm-hmm.
I've heard too much of that "of." Anything bothering you lately?
I got nothing.